Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
Sometimes I like to give rim jobs to my girlfriend and have anal sex with her. If we're both STI free, do I need to worry about contracting anything? Also, is there any chance of hurting her during anal sex if we do it properly?
In recent years, anal sex has become a topic about which more and more women and men ask questions. Not all of them are having anal sex or engaging in anal play, but some are, and it's important to seek out reliable information about sexual activities you're not certain you have all the facts about. Good for you for coming to us to learn more. The term rim job, for those not familiar with it, refers to stimulating a partner's anus with one's mouth or tongue. It is also called analingus. It is true that sexually transmissible infections, or STIs, are not the only health risk of analingus. Your partner's fecal matter may contain a variety of bacteria and viruses that your body may not handle well. Men and women who engage in analingus would be wise to check in with their healthcare provider and to let them know of their interest in analingus. They may actually suggest certain vaccinations that can reduce your risk of acquiring a virus. You can also reduce your risk of problems associated with analingus by using a dental dam or a condom cut in half lengthwise as a barrier between your mouth and your girlfriend's anal opening. Some couples add a small dab of lubricant on the side facing the partner's anal opening, which can make the experience feel more slippery and pleasurable. As for anal sex, it can certainly hurt even if it's being done properly. Sometimes people find that it's difficult to relax or that they may not feel like they can ask their partner to stop if it begins to feel painful or uncomfortable. And sometimes people simply think that they're doing it properly, but they're not really taking all of the measures they might to ensure comfort and safety. For example, some couples don't think to add lubricant when they have anal sex, and lubricant can greatly reduce the friction of anal sex and increase the pleasure and comfort for both partners. Like vaginal sex, anal sex that is very forceful or vigorous can leave one or both partners feeling sore and can cause tears or cuts for the receptive partner. Communication is key for both anal and vaginal sex, as are comfort and relaxation and checking in with each other to make sure that sex feels good. To learn more, consider reading Anal Pleasure and Health, A Guide for Men and Women by Jack Morin. You can learn more about this book and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can now listen to Kinsey Confidential twice a week. Thanks to the volume of excellent questions submitted by listeners, we'll be answering your questions every Monday and Thursday. Keep the questions coming by visiting our website, kinseyconfidential.org.